And now for something important. Health and safety compliance for companies across South Africa and the world has become increasingly important. Contact Anderson Safety Consulting for an obligation-free quote to see how best they can help you ensure that your company meets all the requirements for health and safety. They provide health and safety files, audits, specifications, safety inspections, and they become your certified risk assessor too. They also offer full protection plan developer and, or they are a full protection plan developer and safety officer. You can find out all about Anderson by simply listening to your device, radio, whatever it is that you're listening to us right now on. And if you have to be somewhere and you can't stick around, well, don't worry, because this will be on catch up shortly on our apps as well as a podcast. With me in the studio right now, Edward Anderson and Hayden Frederick from Anderson Safety Consulting. Nice to have you in the studio, guys. Welcome.
Good morning, David, and welcome, and hello to all our listeners.
You sound like a radio man, hey?
Yeah. Oh,
good voice. Forget about the safety nonsense. Come and join us.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning. We'll be here tomorrow morning. What time?
All right, we'll just need you a little bit closer to your mic so we can hear the warm, friendly, smiling.
Yeah.
Let's find out about safety, and particularly Anderson. What is your company about?
All right, David. Well, we basically deal with health and safety compliance at the workplace. You know, we started up back in 2018. I used to be a safety consultant for a company for many, many, many years. And, you know, going out into the field, doing the inspections and so forth, I really just felt like we weren't making much of a difference in the way that we were doing it and that we had to do it. And with lots of encouragement from my wife pushing me and lots of prayer, you know, we decided to start up our own business so that we can go into the field and really make a difference at the workplace in South Africa to bring down this high accident rate that we have.
Is it high?
It's very high. It is very high. You know, the standard that we're supposed to be working at and the accident rate level that we have, they don't match up, you know.
Why?
David, you know, I think it's really a case of we need to change the mindset of the employees. Really, you'll find that when we go out to site to do an inspection, we walk into, for instance, a construction site and the guys are working from a scaffold. You'll find we get there and not one employee will be wearing a safety harness. But the second that they see the, you know, the big bad safety man is there, you turn your back and everybody's suddenly wearing a safety harness.
Why don't they want to wear safety harnesses?
You know what? I think a lot of guys are getting pressured. Do the job, you know, get the job finished, get it over with. And
it's inconvenient. It's time.
It's definitely. That's definitely the case.
So the equipment might be there, but it's just a schlep to fit it.
That's correct. And what we're trying to do is we want to, you know, change the mindset of the people.
So how can you do that?
Well, basically, you know, when we go to site, we do it differently compared to the way that I used to have to do it when working for a consulting firm. You know, it was a case of getting to site, doing heat and run photos and off site and, you know, collect the paycheck at the end of the day. We now rather go onto site, talk to the guys, and when doing the inspection, train the guys as well. Mm-hmm. Tell them why they're doing safety. You know, they're not just doing it for the safety officer who's arrived on site. They're doing it for themselves, you know, and at the end of the day, they want to get home. They want to get home to their families with 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Well, look, obviously, the benefits complying with the safety protocol are fairly obvious to all that consider them for more than 30 seconds. But the reality of on-the-job rush, as you say, to get things done, or the inconvenience, or is there possibly also a perceived lack of manliness to putting on safety gear when you are a warrior type and you should be able to handle yourself without all this nonsense?
Yeah, David. No, I wouldn't say that's the case. No, I think it's more a case of the guys know that they should be doing it, but it's more just of an inconvenience. You know, I've been doing this job for 20 years.
So safety gear is not considered to be for sissies.
That, you know what? We'll very often walk onto a site and guys are walking on a beam of a building that they're constructing, maybe 20 meters up in the air.
Yeah.
And you see this oak on a narrow little beam not wearing even a harness. And we'll call them down and say to him, why are you not wearing a harness? And the answer is always, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, 25 years. Mm-hmm. I'm so used to it. I'm not going to force it. It's a case of, I think people get comfortable and they think that, you know, it will never happen to me. An accident won't happen to me. And that's very often when the accident happens, when you're too comfortable and you don't consider the fact that it can happen to you.
Obviously, there are also massive repercussions for companies that don't insist on the safety protocol, even if they've issued all the gear, etc., and the signs are up. If someone falls off a building, as you say, or injures an eye or loses a finger, there's a huge implication to a company, I would imagine, even though there's all the disclaimers up saying we're not. There is obviously a benefit, how I'm sort of working my way around this thing, to get to employ guys like yourself. So what makes your organization particularly attractive?
Well, David, you know, it's definitely a requirement, as you're saying. The law in South Africa has actually a few years back moved over to criminal law with regards to health and safety. You know, the government realized that just not enough was being done with regards to safety at the workplace, and they moved it to criminal law. So now, in other words, you and your company can be held responsible should there be an accident due to negligence from the company side.
Now, negligence from the company side could be negligence from the employee not obeying the instructions. Would that be so?
No. If the employee simply wasn't obeying instructions, it would come down to the employee's own negligence.
Okay.
However, if the company didn't have safety in place, you know, for instance, a safety consultant like us or an in-house safety officer, then it will come down to them being negligent as far as the law.
Okay, so from a legal perspective, as long as you've been brought into the picture, or a safety company has been brought into the picture and has done what is necessary from the legislation point of view, if the employee then continues to misbehave, it's their problem.
That's correct.
Okay.
Sir. That's correct.
So obviously it's like having insurance.
That's right. That's right. 100%. You know, and like I was saying, it's always possible to employ your own in-house safety officer. But the problem is you've got to keep this guy up to date with the certification required. You know, it's an ongoing thing. Safety in South Africa is really, it's evolving. And the Department of Labor, they're really doing a good job of late going out to site, ensuring that these guys are compliant. So if you employ your own in-house guys, you know, he's really only going to be working with health and safety. Now, let's say, for instance, you're running a construction company. This month you've got one site. Now you're paying this guy, full-time guy, a salary, and you're only running on one site. Mm. Next month you've got 20 sites. Now you've only got one guy having to run 20 sites. A lot easier just to appoint us, who are fully compliant. We deal with health and safety on a daily basis. It's our bread and butter. And you employ us, and if you've got one site, you're only paying us for one site. Next month you've got 20 sites, and we've got the manpower to run 20 sites for you.
It makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Is this only for companies that are involved in manual labor issues? Or is there a health and safety requirement for the more academic companies, if you like, those that are not involved with heavy machinery?
Yes, 100%. We've actually got a few clients, not only warehouses, factories, construction sites, and so forth, but even schools, hospitals, they all have to have safety compliance. Malls. You have to have safety compliance. You have to have these documents in place. You've got to have the appointments in place to show that you've got somebody working on this. You know,
so every commercial entity needs to have a safety compliance certification.
That's correct. That's correct. 100%.
So there must be a huge amount of opportunity for your business.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, you know, the Department of Labor of late are really, they're going around.
Yeah, no, they popped in here the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's, you know, Hayden and myself, we're just going around, and as you say, it's just the people are saying to us, okay, we never knew we needed this. We're running a shop in a mall. We never knew we needed safety compliance, etc. And I think they're making the guys aware of it.
And Hayden, what is your role in the company?
I am a safety officer. I deal with the inspections, and I'm also, most of the time, I get placed on site. We got various sites where I do consulting. Like we said, we do risk assessments, etc. We just, you know, safety first, before the job.
So you're working for the company, obviously, that employs you. You're not working for the Department of Labor checking on companies that they're compliant.
No, I work for the consultant.
Okay.
Safety consultant.
So in other words, you walk into my organization and you see a few issues, you're going to correct those issues.
Yes, exactly.
Bring it to my attention if I'm the owner of the company, and then it's up to me to make sure that I impose those changes that you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. So what I do,
but you don't force me to do that. You're just simply telling me that this is the way to go if I want to be compliant. But you're not going to hold a gun to my head.
No, not at all.
Because I think a lot of people are afraid of that. We're bringing these consultants, and then they're going to demand a layer of of cost to the company because they're going to demand all of this equipment that we've got to bring in and stuff like that. And if we don't do it, then we're not compliant and then we get into more. It's not like that, is it?
No, not at all.
So how do you then assess a situation where there is obviously a lack of safety equipment, a lack of safety information available, a lack of communication with the staff? If the employer that has brought you in is doing it as a sort of paper exercise and they don't really want to make any changes other than to be legislatively correct, how do you go about addressing that situation?
So in a situation like that, obviously we're very compliant. So if our paperwork works with the actual work that we do on site. So everything that we do, paperwork, our inspections, making sure that the guys are safe, putting that mentality in the guys' head to say that safety before the job.
Okay. So in other words, it might be a little bit of cost involved in getting compliant, but it's going to be a lot cheaper than a claim later, a legislative claim for something that's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
A typical insurance scenario, but on a much more life-threatening or life-saving situation, because what you're talking about here is human life and the ability to earn a living, because you may not be dead, but if you've lost a hand, you can't work anymore.
Yeah, that's right. And David, also on that note as to what we do to get the company compliant, obviously first thing is an audit and an inspection on the premises. And then we've got three things that we issue. We issue an improvement notice. You know, we see an area where safety can improve, but you're not breaking the law really, but you know, it's an obvious hazard that's lying around there. You get a contravention notice. That's where you are breaking the law, but it's not life-threatening, but we make you aware of the contraventions that you've got. And then, of course, we've got a prohibition notice. Now, being appointed certified safety consultants, the law requires us that if there is a life-threatening situation, you know, this person's working, and in the manner that he's working, there's a very possibility of a fatality, then we have to issue a prohibition notice.
To the company?
That's correct, yes. That's correct.
So you could close me down? If I bring you in to fix my broken machine and you close me down, no, I'm not going to employ you. You must be joking.
No, look, David, that's very rarely the case that we find the situation is so bad at the workplace that it's life-threatening. However, we won't stop the entire workforce. We'll stop the activity that said person is doing at the time. You know, and also, like you said,
I was being frivolous, but I understand the severity of the potential severity of the situations that you find yourselves in sometimes.
Okay.
And presumably, what you're doing from an education perspective is going to change hearts and minds across the board, not only workers but also management, understanding the importance of complying to the standards that are required. It's a cost saver, ultimately, as we've alluded to.
That's right.
Those that would like to find out more about your particular organization, Anderson Safety, how do they go about reaching you?
All right, David, they can contact us on 076-368-3134. They can also get hold of us on email. It's admin@andersonsafety.co.za. Or alternatively, kim@andersonsafety.co.za or edward@andersonsafety, as well as hayden@andersonsafety. They can also look at our website, www.andersonsafety, or safety consultants, andersonsafetyconsultants.co.za. So, you know, they can get hold of us on any of those means.
So there it is. Let's not meet by accident, as they say.
That's
get
correct.
Yourselves fully compliant by contacting Anderson Safety. And I've been chatting with Edward Anderson and Hayden Fredericks from Anderson Safety. It's been lovely having a conversation with you on a Monday morning, brought into perspective all sorts of issues that possibly we hadn't even considered. And I look forward to a further follow-up conversation in the weeks to come.
Yes, looking forward to it. Thank you very, very much, guys. This was really, really great. And to all our listeners, have a fantastic, safe day out there.
Fabulous stuff. Talking about a fabulous day out there. Hey, what about an ancient but modern tune?